Blog Talk Radio. The New Heights Educational Group and Corporation promotes literacy for children and adults by offering a range of educational support services. Such services include assisting families in the selection of schools, organization of educational activities, and the acquisition of materials. We promote a healthy learning environment and enrichment programs for families of preschool and school-age children, including children of special needs. The New Heights Educational Group offers support to all students, whether in public schools, private schools, charter schools, or to homeschool students. On this week's episode, we will be discussing the positive and negative effects of video games on children and teens, as well as some research studies that have been done on this subject. Visit us online at www.newheightseducation.org or contact the New Heights Educational Group directly by calling 419-786-0247. You can also email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. Please remember to push follow us for updates on upcoming shows, or you can visit our website to see host bios and keep track of your favorite hosts and all of our shows. Here are the following announcements from the New Heights Educational Group for the week. First off, a special thank you to everyone that attended our 10th anniversary celebration. A special thanks to Taco Bell of Defiance for the donation of six $5 gift certificates. Special thank you to Family Video of Defiance for the donation of $5 gift card. These were raffled off during the ceremony. And a huge thank you to the Civic Theater of Fort Wayne for sending Maggie Clifton and Adam Fletcher to our 10th Annual Recognition Day celebration. They put on a wonderful presentation on set design and costumes. Don't forget that the New Heights Educational Group has several other shows apart from my show. We have Victoria Lowry's show every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Priscilla Sheeran's show on Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Shannon Williamson's weekly pre-recorded story time, and my show, which airs every Friday at 12:30 p.m. Now back to today's show on video games. And, you know, the reason why I chose to do this topic for today is because I have been seeing a lot of not only children, but adolescents and even college students who are spending, you know, a lot of their summers playing video games and kind of devoting all of this time to living in what I would say virtual reality. So today, 97% of teenagers, adolescents in the United States play video games, and sales of the games are constantly increasing. The domestic video game industry brings in nearly $12 billion a year. This popular form of media has both negative and positive effects on children, which we'll be discussing and addressing on today's show. The most widely acknowledged positive impact is that video games may help children improve their manual dexterity and computer literacy. ever-improving technology also provides players with better graphics that give a more realistic virtual playing experience. This quality makes the video game industry a powerful force in many teenagers' lives. When a video game is pro-social and rewards players for building a town or helping others, children tend to show more empathy and helpfulness in their daily lives, according to a 2014 study by Douglas J. Teeley, Associate Professor of Psychology at Iowa State University. However, on a more negative note, studies also show that video games with violent content are linked to more aggressive behavior in teenagers. This is definitely a concern because most of the popular video games contain a lot of violence that may not necessarily be appropriate for children and kids. Part of the increase in aggressive behavior is linked to the amount of time children are allowed to play video games, and daily media use by children is increasing significantly. A 2010 survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation found that youth ages 8 to 18 devote 7.5 hours a day to entertainment media. Less than half of the kids surveyed said their parents have rules about the shows and games they can watch or play. The main concern at times is not necessarily that adolescents and kids are playing video games, but it's more about the amount of time that they are given to play these games. The many do not have a specific time on restriction, and this does cause problems if a child is spending hours and hours playing video games. In interactive video games, players are encouraged to identify with and role play their favorite characters. Players move up in game levels as their character masters skill and wins. In a video game about stock cars, winning may mean winning the race, but in many of the popular games, players move up levels by winning fights or battles. Players directly benefit from engaging in acts of violence, so these games tell players that in order to win, they have to show more violence, they have to be more aggressive. And this is all, you know, okay if it's only the video game atmosphere, if it's not leading into the world of reality. But as soon as this kind of behavior may, you know, impact a child or an adolescent whose brain is still forming, it may become a problem when the player wants to take this kind of reality from a game and bring it into the real world. And this can definitely cause more aggressive behavior in schools and can cause, you know, students in schools to pose more aggressive behavior towards their peers. Gentile and Anderson in a 2003 study state that playing video games may increase aggressive behavior because the violent acts are continually repeated throughout the video game. This method of repetition has long been considered an effective teaching method in reinforcing learning patterns. Research has also found that controlling for prior aggression, children who played more violent video games during the beginning of the school year showed more aggression than other children later in the school year. And this was in a survey by Pediatrics in November of 2008. So I did some research, and I found a research study that was done called Is Time Spent Playing Video Games Associated with Mental Health, Cognitive, and Social Skills in Young Children? So this study was done by the School Children Mental Health Europe Project and was conducted in 6 European Union countries. So video games, as we all know, are one of the favorite leisure activities of children, and the influence on a child's health is usually perceived to be negative. They present study assess the association between the amount of time spent playing video games and the child's mental health, as well as cognitive and social skills. Data was drawn from the School Children Mental Health Europe Project, conducted in 6 European school countries. and the youth ages were between 6 to 11. Child mental health was assessed by parents and teachers using the Strengths and Difficulties questionnaire and by children themselves in the Dominic Interactive. Child video game usage was reported by the parents, and teachers evaluated academic functioning. Multivariable logistic regressions were used. So the survey was conducted, the research study, both by parents at home and teachers in school. And here were the results. So 20% of the children played video games more than 5 hours per week. Factors associated with the time spent playing video games included being a boy, being older, and belonging to a middle medium-sized family, having a less educated, single, inactive, or psychologically distressed mother decreased time spent playing video games. So children living in Western European countries were significantly less likely to have high video game usage, though this was not homogeneous. Once adjusted for child age and gender, number of children, mother's age, marital status, education, employment status, psychological distress, and region, high usage was associated with 1.75 times the odds of high intellectual functioning and 1.88 times the odds of high overall school competence. Once controlled for high usage predictors, there were no significant associations with any child self-reported or mother or teacher reported mental health problems. High usage was a peer relationship problem. So what were the conclusions of the research study? The conclusions were that playing video games may in fact have positive effects on young children. Understanding the mechanisms through which video game use may stimulate children should definitely be further investigated. But overall, the research study proved that playing video games may in fact have positive effects on children and not as negative effects as some people and some research studies have concluded. And I think, you know, the reason as to why this is definitely from the kind of perspective that you look at it from. You know, there are definitely many video games out there that are not violent, and if a child is playing, for example, 30 minutes or an hour a day, I don't necessarily think there's going to be any negative effects on a child or his health state. And I think, in fact, it may be positive. You know, the child is thinking on how to play, they're learning the skills, and, you know, they're kind of practiced ways of playing and being able to control a situation. I do think, however, that the problems may, in fact, arise if a child is playing more violent games where, you know, there's a lot of violence in a game, or if a child is spending, you know, half of the day or several hours a day playing these games, and they're kind of formed an addiction to video games. And I definitely think that the biggest issue with video games is not necessarily the fact that children are playing with them and that they like playing with them, but more of the fact that they can cause an addiction, and it may be very difficult, especially if a child is young, to, you know, to break this addiction. And I do think that this not only goes for video games, but for any kind of technology out there, whether computers or watching television, because this kind of technology is very addictive. And I do think that if a child is playing hours and hours on end without any restrictions on time, and they've kind of begun to live in this game reality, it does become a problem. And I do think that this is exactly where the issues start to arise, because the child's hours a day in front of this kind of TV screen, they may find themselves wanting to continue doing and posing this kind of violent behavior that they're seeing on screen in real life, because they've become so used playing the game, they've kind of become a character in the game themselves, and they want to continue being in the game, and this is where the violence and, you know, passive aggressive behavior may come from. So, you know, for the rest of the show, I want to talk a little bit about the positive and negative effects of video games. And, you know, when someone is playing a video game, the brain is getting a real workout. In many video games, the skills required to win involve abstract and high-level thinking. These skills are most times not even taught at school. So some of the mental skills enhanced by video games include following instructions, problem solving and logic, and this especially goes if a child is playing a game such as Go Machine, Angry Birds, or Cut the Rope, because the child is training his or her brain to come up with creative ways to solve puzzles and other problems in short bursts. And, you know, I know there's a lot of video games out there that are targeted for learning toward education in the subjects of mathematics or English language arts or science and social studies, or even foreign language. And you think that these kind of video games can definitely pose a very positive effect on children because the child is not only playing and having fun, but they're also learning at the same time. Hand-eye coordination, fine motor, and spatial skills. So in shooting games, for example, the character may be running and shooting at the same time. This requires the real-world player to keep track of the position of the character, where he or she is heading, his speed, where the gun is aiming, if the gunfire is hitting the enemy, and so on. All these factors need to be taken into account, and then the player must then coordinate the brain's interpretation and reaction with the movements in his hands and fingertips. Requires a great deal of eye-hand coordination and visual spatial ability to be successful. Research also suggests that people can learn iconic spatial and visual attention skills from video games. There have been even studies with adults showing that experience with video games is related to better surgical skills. Also, a reason given by experts as to why fighter pilots of today are more skillful is that this generation's pilots are being weaned on video games. Planning, resource management, and logistics is perhaps the next positive effect of video games. The player learns to manage resources that are limited and decide the best use of resources the same way as in real life. And this especially goes for video games like SimCity, Age of Empires, and the Railroad Tycoon. Notably, the American Planning Association, Trade Association of Urban Planners, and Max, the game creator, have claimed that SimCity has inspired a lot of its players to take a career in urban planning and architecture. So, you know, I do think that these are definitely some of the positive effects of video games, and also one more is definitely multitasking. So in strategy games, for instance, while developing a city, an unexpected surprise with an enemy might emerge, and this forces the player to be flexible and quickly change tactics. And I do think these are all positive effects because in real life, many of these skills are very useful, and when a player is playing a game where they're using these skills in a virtual reality, or in a virtual world, they are practicing these skills when they go out into the real world. And I do think that these are definitely some of the benefits of, you know, playing video games. And like I said, definitely having a time restriction, but, you know, allowing the child, if they want to definitely play these games, especially since they do, many of them, you know, allow a child to practice these skills and become familiar with ways in which to, you know, practice hand-eye coordination, fine motor skills, following instructions, and problem solving. So despite all of these positive benefits of video games, there's definitely a lot of negative, you know, effects of video games, as many say. And the first one definitely is, as we mentioned before, is that most of the bad effects of video games are blamed on the violence that they contain. So children who play more violent video games are more likely to have increased aggressive thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, and decreased prosocial helping, according to a scientific study done by Anderson and Bushman in 2001. Also, according to Dmitry A. Krasakis of the Seattle Children's Research Institute, those who watch a lot of simulated violence, such as those in video games, or movies or television shows, can become immune to it, more inclined to act violently themselves, and are less likely to behave emphatically. And I do think, once again, that this goes with the fact that a child is becoming so familiar with this violent world that they're living in, the virtual world, that they're kind of trying to take this virtual reality and bring it into the real world. The effect of video game violence in kids is worsened by the game's interactive nature. In many games, as mentioned earlier, kids are rewarded for being more violent, and the act of violence is done repeatedly. The child is in control of the violence and experiences the violence in his own eyes, through killing, kicking, stabbing, and shooting. Repetition, repetition, and reward are effective tools for learning behavior. Indeed, many studies seem to be indicating that violent video games may be related to aggressive behavior, such as Anderson Dill of 2000, Gentile Lynch, and Walsh of 2004. However, the evidence is not consistent, and this issue is far from settled. So, you know, these are definitely debatable issues, and while there are many research studies that say that violent video games will cause a child to be more violent in real life, there are just as much studies that prove the opposite, that in fact violent games have no effect on a child's behavior in real life. Definitely a lot of these studies are, you know, varying in results, and it really depends on the kind of study that was done and the variables that were controlled. Too much video game playing makes a child socially agree with it, especially if a child is playing hours and hours on end. Also, he or she may spend less time in other activities, such as doing homework, reading, sports, and interacting with the family and friends. On the other hand, a study by researchers at the North Carolina State University, New York, and the University of Ontario Institute of Technology points out that gamers usually do not replace their offline social lives with online gameplay, but rather it expands them. In fact, among gamers, being a loner is not the norm. So on this topic, what I personally think is that I do not think that video games causes a child to become, you know, socially isolated or become distant from his or her friends and peers and family. I do think that this may happen if a child is given too much time, too much free time on video games, where they're literally sitting in front of the computer or in front of a TV screen from morning till night. And I do think that this is not as common as when a child plays for 1 or 2 hours a day, but there are cases if a child is playing for the entire day or is not given any time restrictions, that they may in fact become isolated from the rest of the world. And I do think that it is very important for parents to be able to control a child's playing time and, you know, allow the child to understand that there's not only the video game in front of them, but there's also a real world out there with, you know, the player's peers and their friends and other things to do apart from the video game. So I do think it's important that a video gamer understands this, but I don't necessarily think that if a child is playing for 30 minutes or an hour or even 2 hours a day, that they're necessarily going to become completely socially isolated from the rest of the world. So I do think that this may happen in extreme case if a child is once again spending, you know, 8 or 10 or 12 hours in front of a video game. Some of the video games teach kids and adolescents the wrong values, and this again goes back to violent behavior, vengeance, and aggression, where these kind of acts are rewarded. Negotiating and other nonviolent solutions are often not options. Also, women are often portrayed as weaker characters that are helpless or sexually provocative. And I do think that this is also a problem of some of the video games, where usually the male character is seen as a kind of a, you know, a hero or as the winner, and women are typically shown as the weaker characters who may in fact be shown as more sexually provocative than you know, is true or is in real life. And I do think that this is a problem, and it is important, once again, for parents, especially for younger children, to look at the video game and child and if it is teaching the correct values or not. And the last negative, you know, effect of video games that I want to focus on today is that, as some people think, kids spending too much time playing video games may exhibit impulsive behavior and have attention problems. And this is according to a new study published in the February 2012 issue of the Journal of Psychology and Popular Media Culture. For the study, attention problems were defined as difficulty engaging in or sustaining behavior to reach a goal. So for these negative effects, I definitely think that, you know, a parent is going to really see these kind of negative effects at an extreme if a child is playing, as I mentioned, hours and hours of video games on end, and if the parent has absolutely no control over a child. And I do think that usually, and in most cases, this does not happen, this is not the case. And I think usually if a child plays, you know, several hours of video games per week, then, you know, there's definitely more positive effects in it than necessarily negative ones. So most importantly, my personal thoughts is I think it is important if a child is younger that the parent is controlling the video game the child is playing, that they are seeing what kind of game it is, and that they are determining if the child is ready and mature enough to play this kind of game. I also think that most importantly, when it comes to video games, the real issue is should not be for the child to not play completely, but the real issue should really be that the child and the parent are working together to monitor the time that is being spent. Because there are a lot of people who are kind of living in a virtual reality where they're playing games on end, and, you know, I personally understand how that could be felt, because video games are very addictive, and it is very difficult, especially for younger children and adolescents, to kind of get themselves unstuck from a video game. And I do think it is important that a parent is making specific time for the video game and is giving a specific time limit for the child to play these games. But definitely time management is one of the most important things. And as always, especially for children, parents should really be playing a significant role in video game usage, and not only video game usage, but also with the rest of technology, such as computers or television time or any other kind of technology out there that may become addictive for the child and may become a problem later on if the child has grown a huge addiction to these devices. So those are my thoughts on that, and I absolutely have nothing against video games. I think that if some kind of a time restriction, or if a child understands that they cannot be playing the video game for hours and hours or for the whole day, then there is a lot of definitely positive effects of video games. So once again, it is important for parents to monitor what their children are doing and how much time a child and what they are playing exactly for the parents to know these kind of things. Thank you to everyone for tuning into this week's episode. Don't forget that my show, once again, airs every Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend, everyone. Take care, guys.